It could well be that Indonesian government is already talking to Pacific representatives, and they may not be getting very far, so they're broadening the portfolio, hoping to bring Australia into the picture to create additional pressure on Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, and others that are sympathetic to West Papua independence claims, to cease this lobbying. I just wonder if New Zealand might be next on the list, insofar as New Zealand has some slight influence in the Pacific. It could well be that we'll be hearing from the Indonesians, although our government here in New Zealand will be very quiet about this. So it's very unlikely that any sort of approach would be public if it were made, except in the most general of circumstances in a public forum.
Is it at all likely that Australia will do as Indonesia requests and try and put pressure on Pacific Island countries to stop raising the issue of West Papua?
I think the Australian government is in an awkward position. There's certainly a popular movement in Australia, based in Australia, to assist West Papua's independence, but at the same time, the Australian government is very respectful, as is Papua New Guinea, as is Fiji, of the influence of Indonesia and its potential to be in the national interest of Australia to cooperate with it. So Canberra would not want to be seen to in any way support the West Papua movement, but on the other hand, its electoral constituency at home, that is, its popularity, its moral credibility, might also be called into question by the popular movement that sees the West Papuans as the underdog and the Indonesians as the villain. So I suspect that in Canberra, some very careful form of words is going to be found to respond to this request, or maybe it might be wiser not to respond to it at all.
Do the Indonesians think that Australia has this kind of power over the Pacific Island countries?
Well, when I ask my students who is the largest aid giver in the Pacific Islands, they all answer China, which is wrong. Australia still has the largest single amount of influence of any government in the Pacific Islands, particularly in the Melanesian area, which is the most sympathetic to the West Papuans, and that there is a prima facie case that, yes, Australia is the most influential government in the area, that Australia is respectful of Indonesia's interests and sensitivities, that the Australians can perhaps offer a quiet word to their Pacific Island counterparts to cool the rhetoric just a bit. So it's worth a try, and I don't see much of a downside to it. Maybe some Australians will say, look, Indonesia's interfering in our domestic affairs and also in the foreign policy of the Pacific Island states, but I take that as normal diplomacy. Of course, every government tries to influence every other government in the nicest possible way, and some ways that aren't so nice. So this attempt by the Indonesians, I think, is it's not very costly, and who knows, it might produce, from their point of view, some benefits.
Well, they have been trying to engage with the Pacific. They've increased their ability to talk to the Pacific through the Pacific Islands Forum. They've achieved membership of the Melanesian Spearhead Group. They've launched a bit of a charm offensive, an aid offensive, if you like. Doesn't seem to be working, though.
Well, it's worth a try in the sense that a single diplomatic initiative may not work, but the accumulation of different policies might be, and this might be the attempt to sound out the Australians to see if they would add the pressure that the Indonesians are already bringing to the Pacific Islands, and also the aid that they're offering and the other benefits. So it's a little bit of carrot, a little bit of stick, and maybe it will all add up to some kind of consequence. But as I see it, those governments, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, the Kanak movement and so forth, that are have come out very publicly against the views of Fiji and Papua New Guinea and are supporting the Papuan independence movement, have taken a very bold stance. It's a moral stance. It's one that I think they feel deeply. So material incentives or threats of withdrawal of material incentives may not have much impact on that policy. The possibility of those governments actually influencing the outcome is very small. That is, they might have some announcements regarding support of the Papuan movement. They might invite a delegate to attend one of their meetings. But at the end of the day, it's the Indonesians that have the guns, the authority, the troops, the ability to manage the situation in West Papua. and the Pacific Island influence on the outcome will be relatively minor.